We're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
What a beautiful day it is to be in the house of the Lord. It is a beautiful day, and I'm so glad you decided to come to church today, even though it was a little cloudy and overcast. It is a beautiful day. I enjoyed every part of this day. Thank God for this moment. Thank God for this day. Are you thankful to be alive today? You ought to be. You ought to be absolutely just, thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day. Everyone, welcome to Redemption Church. We are a mighty church in Plano, Texas. My name is Chris Fluitt. I'm so blessed to be the lead pastor here. I'm going to be sharing the Word of God with you today, and I love doing it. I live for this. Today, we are baptizing people. You hear that, internets? We're baptizing people, and we're so thankful. They're going to go down in that water, and they're going to come up a brand new person in Jesus Christ. I'm so excited about it. Excited about it. Yes, I am. Greetings to everyone in the room and, of course, all you wonderful podcast listeners and watchers. We love you. All right. We are in the final week of our series entitled All Things New. See, you have to know the name of the series by the last week or we have to start the whole series over again. That's how it works, all right? All right. All Things New. We've been studying the new that Jesus brought us in Acts chapter Gracie. Acts chapter 2, that's a private joke from our Connect group, all right? We have talked about hearing and believing the gospel. That's the good news that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. We've talked about repentance, which is that change of mind and a new direction where we turn from sin and we turn towards who? Jesus. We turn toward the Savior. We turn toward God. We have talked about baptism in Jesus' name for the forgiveness of sins, going down into that water, coming up brand new and clean, and having the name of Jesus placed upon you. And we've talked about receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, that same Spirit that created the world in Genesis 1, that same Spirit that was in Jesus Christ, that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same Spirit can dwell inside of you. It is powerful. Jesus Christ said it is power when His Spirit comes upon you, and it is brand new. Somebody say brand new. All these things are brand new. Let's one more time read these two verses that we've preached from so much these last few weeks. Turn to Acts chapter 2. Verse 37, when the people heard this, somebody remind me what this is. The gospel, the message, all right? When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart. I just got to stop. I'm sorry. It's a preacher thing. You know what? This is not just a feel-good, tickle-your-ears thing that Peter does. That's not what does this. It's not a, you are so just wonderful person, perfect the way you are. That is not the message that does it. It is that Christ came and literally died for your filth. He died for your shame, and He died for your sin. And He just laid it all out there, and that is what did this. They were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Do not ever become ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do not ever become embarrassed. What does the Bible say in Romans 1? It says, for it is the power of God unto salvation. You got to know that verse. Come on. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And right here, it was the power of God unto salvation that cut them in the heart. All right, verse 38. Y'all are going to get me preaching today. Verse 38, let's look at it. Then Peter replied to the question. He says, say it, repent and be baptized. Say it. Say this part too. Every one of you, say it. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Clap your hands if that's some good news. My goodness. Got three words for you right now. Do not stop. do not stop. When you receive the gospel, you are receiving something new, and everybody celebrates it. But don't stop. Do not stop. Somebody say it. Do not stop. When you repent, you are forgiven of your sins. You receive something absolutely brand new. But help me preach. Do not stop. When you are baptized into the wonderful name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, you are absolutely receiving something new, but do not stop. When you are filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, you are receiving something so powerful and something so new, but do not stop. Look at somebody, say, do not stop. Because Jesus has more new for you. What's the very next verse? You see, if you're going to learn verse 38, you really need to learn verse 39. Because there are some people that say 38 has passed away. There are some people that say verse 38 was only for those people in Acts chapter 2. But verse 39 says that there is no stop sign at the end of verse 38. Look at verse 39 with me. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are afar off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. So guess what? The promise is for you and no one else. Nope. That's not what it says. The promise is for you and only your children. No, no, no. The promise is only for those in our circle, only for those in our church, only for those in our city, our nation, only for those who fit in our economic demographic, only for the people that have the same color skin as us. No, 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 no. A million times, no. The promise does not stop. It goes on to everybody that the Lord is calling. It goes past you, so don't you dare stop. Right here in verse 39, the apostle, that disciple, Peter, he says, do not stop, because it keeps going. This promise has no stop. His promise goes beyond what you can see, what you can hear, and what you can think. You think I got a scripture that says that? Oh, absolutely. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. Can I tell you one second that we make a mistake when we look at our Bible? We sometimes look at verses like this and think, oh, this is talking about heaven. Now, it includes heaven. But it's not going to start. This verse is not just fulfilled when heaven comes. This verse is fulfilled right here, right now. That right now, God is wanting to do something for you that no eye has seen. Right now, he is wanting to do something for you no ear has ever heard, that no mind has ever conceived. Those are the things that he has prepared for you, for those who love him. Raise your hand if you love him. That's you. That's you. That is you. God has brand new things prepared for you. Brand new things. He has not stopped. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare stop. Someone shout, yes. Yes. All right. Why? Because 2 Corinthians 1:19 tells us the promises of God are yes. Look at this. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no. But in him, it has always been yes. Some of y'all need that verse. There are people that don't understand this about God. They think he's a yes and no God. I grew up thinking that he was a yes and no God. Yes, you can do all the boring stuff, God says, and no, you can't do any of the fun stuff. That's what I thought growing up. That is not it. No, God's promises have always been. God's promises have always been. Yes. Is there any stop to that? You see, no is a big stop. But his promises are never no. You come to God and say, God, I want to change the world. What's his answer? Yeah. You come to God and say, I want to see my family saved. What's his answer? You come to God and say, I want to see people healed as I pray for them. God, I want to see people delivered from alcohol abuse and drug abuse. What's his answer? Yeah. His answer is always, has always been yes. Even when you deserved a no, his promises have been yes. Someone shout yes. Yes. Verse 20, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Somebody say in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken to us to the glory of God. You hear this said often, that the promises of God are yes and amen. Someone shout yes. Someone shout amen. God's promises in Christ has always been yes. Now, if you're looking for promises outside of Christ, that's where you get your no. You follow me? But all the promises of Christ are yes. You need to pay attention to those verses that say in Christ. Those are some of my favorite verses. But the promises of God in Christ are yes. And what else? And all that is left is for us to say amen. And you know what amen means? It means so be. Are you ready for new? New is coming. New is on its way. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. What kind of heaven? A new heaven. What kind of earth? What happened to the first heaven and the first earth? Those old things passed away. Verse 2, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Pay attention to this. Real quick, what is coming down from heaven? The holy city. Basically, heaven is coming down from heaven. The place you think of heaven, it's coming down to where? Earth. You keep thinking that heaven is a place you gotta go. Guess what? Heaven is coming to you. You keep thinking that God's dwelling place is a place you've got to reach. But God's dwelling place, he says, I'm bringing my dwelling place to you. Don't we have it backwards usually? Don't we think, oh, it's something I have to attain to? I've got to reach up to where God is. No, we have a God who stoops to where we are. He reaches right down to where we are. I would tell you that is pretty new. There are a lot of religions in the world, but there is no religion where the Most High God comes down to make his dwelling among men. Doesn't happen. God does a brand new thing. Verse 4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain for the, what is that next word? Old. For the old order of things passed away. Someone give me a less political way of saying passed away. A less friendly way of saying passed away. Kicked the bucket. Dead. They flatlined. They are 6 feet under. The old order of things is going to die. And with it, tears are going to die. Crying is going to die. Pain is going to die. Can I tell you regret is going to die? Can I tell you divorce is going to die? Can I tell you cancer is going to die? Can I tell you murder is going to die? All of those old things, drug addicts strung out in the street and their life flows away from them, that is going to die. That is going to be no more. The old order of things is going to pass away because Jesus is making everything new. My goodness, you may be crying now, but new is on its way. You may be mourning now, you may have pain, but new is on its way. The old order of things is going to kick the bucket. This is going to happen. It is going to happen. Why on earth would you stop stepping into the new promises of God when he's got so much new on its way? Why would you stop? Why would you stop? Why would you stop? The next verse, verse 5, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making most things new. Is that wrong? I am making some of those things new. When you know, the things that are, you know, easy to do, those are, I'm going to make those, No, he says what? He said, put say that in the quotes. What does he say? I am making everything new. He who is seated on the throne. This is Jesus, y'all. This is the Lord of glory. This is the God who created everything. He made everything that was made. Nothing was made without him. And now he is making everything new. Everything. Will there be anything left of the old stuff? Will there be anything left of the old order of sin? The old order of death? My goodness, he's making everything new. What replaces the old things? But the new things of God. Can I tell you? I want you to say these words. Everything new. Everything new. Everything new. Don't hold on to old things. God is making everything new. Don't hold on to past mistakes and regrets. Come on. I know in a room this size, there's somebody in the sound of my voice that's been holding on to past regrets and mistakes. Don't hold on to those things. Those things are old. Those things are so 2000 and late, which that statement is also 2000 and late, my son told me the other day. No, don't hold on to those old things. He's making everything new. Don't hold on to your weaknesses and your inability. You ever just feel like you stink at everything? Don't hold on to that. That's old. He's making everything new. Do you realize in order for him to bring that new stuff into you, you got to get rid of that old stuff out of your head and out of your heart. You hear me? I'm serious. The only thing that can stop him from bringing in that new is you to hold on to the old. You can't do it. You can't do it. Don't hold on to hurtful words and actions someone placed on you. My goodness, some of you have an MP3 on loop in your head of something someone said. Sometimes it's meaningless and something in passing. They didn't even know what they were saying, but they said it. Maybe it was a look that they gave you, and it was 20 years ago, but you can play it back plain as day. You can't remember what your preacher preached last week, but you can remember what Aunt Ethel said about your makeup 20 years ago. Aunt Ethel, putting my makeup down. I have you know, Aunt Ethel. She's got like these terrible makeup. I'm not taking that from Aunt Ethel, but you've played that in your head over and over and over again. You got to let that go. You got to let that go because God is making everything new. Do you understand that word? Everything. Every little thing God is making new. Don't hold on to what you are now. See, now this is hard for church people to do. This is hard for church people. I've talked to so many church people, not you guys because y'all are awesome. But no, I've talked to church people that they just don't understand people that walk in from off the street. They're like, my goodness, they ought to know better. No, they ought to not know better. They've never been here before. They ought not to know better. They have never heard the gospel before. What are you talking about? You see, sometimes we step into new, but we stop there, and then we say, this is who we are. This is who we are now. We're church-going folks. This is who we are. We dress a certain way, and we talk a certain way, and we wear WWJD bracelets, and that's what we do. We only listen to the Christian station, and anybody comes in that's not like that, we're like, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. You need to let go of that old self-righteous attitude. You got to let it go. Let go of that junk. My God. Don't hold on to what you are now. And this is most Christians are here at this place. They've gone through the steps, whatever those steps are. If we're not careful, we'll treat Acts 2:38 like just some steps, and we'll go check mark, check mark, check mark. All right, now I've arrived. No, don't hold on to who you are right now, because you have no idea about the new things God is going to bring you that change every little thing, because he is making everything new. Everything new. You have no idea what you're going to look like when God makes everything new. Do you think I have a verse that says that? Pamela, you think I got a verse? Yes, we got a verse that says that, 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Some of you are already quoting this in your head. Dear friends, now we are children of God. That's what we are now. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Do you see that? That what you are going to be, you don't know yet. It's not been revealed to you all that he's going to be. So if you are standing in this one spot saying, all right, I'm going to hold on to who I am right now, you're missing out on what he's going to make you in the future. Right? You with me? I'm coming to a close. In the past, you weren't able to overcome sinful habits, but God is making everything new. And there is a new strength, and there is a new power for you today. There is a new community. You've got a whole new group of people you can hang out with, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful. That's a new thing. Jump right in it. In the past, you couldn't have possibly shared your faith with someone. That's what you think. I couldn't have possibly shared my faith with someone. But God, he is now making everything new. And there is a new calling of God placed on you. It's brand new. It's brand new to you. You never knew it existed. The truth is, it existed from the foundation of the earth, because you're that big of a deal. When he created everything, Jeremy, he saw you and he saw what he wanted to give you. It's not new to him, but it is new to you. The Spirit himself will minister through you in brand new ways. If I had time, I would tell you about the giftings of the Spirit. You got the gift of the Spirit, but then there are gifts that come with that Spirit. And there are at least 9 gifts of that Spirit. And that Spirit can work through you. That Spirit can speak through you. That Spirit can reveal things to you. That Spirit can move through you while you pray for people. That Spirit can do impossible things, supernatural things, brand new things, and it does it through you. You are the instrument that the Spirit moves through. So there's a new calling of God on you. You used to couldn't even see yourself sharing your faith. Now you're going to be leading people to Christ. One day you can be baptizing people into the body of Christ. One day you can be teaching that Bible study. One day you can be down here praying with people. One day you can be holding this microphone and sharing the word of God. Don't you dare say, no, that can't happen. We've got a God who does new things, and he's making everything new. Not only will you share your faith, but the power and demonstration of the Spirit is going to impact people in brand new ways. In the past, you just tried to survive. Anybody relate to that? In the past, I'm just trying to make it another day. Christians try to do that. I'm just trying to make it through the day without cussing somebody out. Like, I've heard Christians say that. I'm just trying to make it through the day and keep my Jesus a little bit. I've heard people say stuff like that. You've heard that, right? Like, sometimes you're just trying to survive. But can I tell you, God is making everything new. God is not just helping you survive. He's turning you into a champion. Guess what? I love sports, but you know, a team that's just trying to survive the end of the game, they usually end up losing. You don't try to survive the end of the game. You take that ball and you go score. You take that ball and you go prove that you're a champion. That's how it works. Stop trying to survive. He's making you a champion. My goodness. In the past, you came to this altar in shame, hoping no one would see you, but somehow someone would pray for you without you asking. Like, how does that work? I hope no one sees me, but I hope someone does pray for me. Right? I know what people think. I used to think it too. I'm not wrong. Somebody say amen if I'm all right. Good. Thank you. I know what it's like. You hope in somebody. You're coming in this altar in shame, but God is making everything new. Soon you're going to be coming to this altar to thank him for what he's doing. And you're going to be looking to pray for other people. You're going to be pulling other people out of their guilt and shame when you used to come here just saddled with your guilt and shame, because Jesus is making everything new. We're going to hold our time of talking to God in the lobby today. We're going to do something completely different. Our baptistry is all set up in that lobby. And as we baptize, I want you to help us celebrate. Will you help us celebrate today? I'm going to pray for us before we go celebrate baptism in just a moment. But if you want special prayer in that place, I want you to just step to the right of that baptistry. And somebody that's one of our Connect Group leaders, or maybe my dad, I'll just initiate you right now. You're going to get prayed for by Clyde Fluitt. And some of y'all just line up just because Clyde Fluitt's powerful in Jesus. No pressure. But you can, I never want us to have a service where it's not possible for someone to get prayer. If you want prayer in that place, you come to the this side of that baptistry out there. Have you been experiencing God's new? Everybody close your eyes as we pray. Have you been experiencing God's new? Have you been holding on to the old order of things? Have you stopped short of the new that Jesus has for you? Have you decided that what you are now is what you will always be? Have you decided that Jesus can't use you like he uses other people? Does it feel like new is in the rearview mirror? Or does it feel like it is something ahead of you? What's stopping you today from receiving something new from God today? Father, I thank you for every person in this house. I thank you for everybody that is watching and listening online. Father, let us all walk into the new. Lord, I come against the old lies. I come against the old order of things. Lord, let people walk into brand new newness of life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone said Jesus' name and clap your hands to the Lord in this place. Amen. Amen. Let us go ahead and gather. Leroy, can you just lead us out there just singing a praise song to the Lord?
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550. Thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.